Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Randy.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Denisha, and her phone number is 323-481-5658. She
Thank
is
you.
on the other line, so can I transfer you
Yes,
her
please do. And it's Denisha, correct?
name? Yeah, Denisha, Denish. Denish.
ISH. Okay, thank you. Please send her over. I'll have her.
Thanks. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Denisha.
Hi, yes.
Hi,
How
good
are
af
you?
good, how are you? My name is Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line, and I understand you'd like to
Okay.
see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
I will help you with that, okay? And it is Denish, is that correct?
Denisha at the end of that.
Okay, I didn't hear him say that. I don't know if you could hear him. You might not have heard him say it either. So thank you. And Denisha, what is your last name, please?
Bell, Bell.
Thank you. Again, I am Randy Reese. Reese, just like the peanut butter cups, it makes it pretty easy to remember my name that way. I'm not making that up. It really is my name. Okay. And ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I have to ask that same question just in a little different manner, and then we'll be done with that. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another firm for this matter? Is that correct? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I have
Thank
not done that.
you. Now, Ms. Bell, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Here comes the next question. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using those products?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Which was it, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
I'm trying to put my AirPod in so I can hear you properly because I get horrible service. So just give me one second.
Take your time, ma'am. Take your time. You're fine.
Okay, I can hear you better now. So what did you say now? It was
Now,
stage 1 ovarian cancer.
that's that. Thank you. I'm so sorry that happened to you, and that is exactly what I asked. Now, ma'am, this is not a required question, but do you happen to know? And if you don't, again, it's fine. Besides stage one, was there any subtype that you're aware of, such as epithelial or clear cell or anything like that? And if not, that's fine.
Yes, clear cell type.
Okay.
Clear
Thank
cell
you, ma'am.
type.
Thank you. I'm surprised how many ladies don't know the subtype. And I think the reason is once you hear that C word, it's kind of a shock and your mind just goes into, oh my God. And you may not hear exactly what comes after that. So I do apologize that you had to go through that. Now, ma'am, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Yes.
And
Yes,
then,
sir.
thank you, ma'am. Ms. Bell, I'm only laughing because you don't need to call me sir, but thank you for that. Okay. Now, Ms.
No,
Bell.
you're welcome.
Miss Bell, when were you diagnosed with cancer? What was the date?
It's so loud in my background.
Okay. Do you want me to say it again?
No, I heard I
Okay.
you said what day,
Your
right?
diagnosis date, that's correct. You did hear me. Thank you.
Oh, on February 12th, 2024.
Oh man, it's just recently.
Yes, just recently.
Oh, two. Now, what's going on with my computer here? 02/24.
February 12th, 2024, and I was 41 at the time.
Okay. Hey, excuse me one second. Jeremy. Hey, my computer's frozen or something. What do you suggest here? He's going to fix it for me one second. It's been a long day. You're in
No
California, I
problem.
noticed too, Miss Bell, right? Okay. Yeah, we're in Irvine.
Oh, okay, perfect.
All right. So it's been a long day. Thank you. Now, you said 2/24 or two, what was the date? 2 of 24.
No, 2/12.
2/12/24.
2/12/2024.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. I don't know what happened. I'm an Android or actually a PC guy and they switched me over to an Apple. I could kill them for that, but I'm getting used to it. Okay. Now, ma'am, and I can help with this if needed. What was your doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes, her name was Dr. Elizabeth Oslin.
Oh,
I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I do know the spelling of it.
So what's her last name? How do you spell it?
O-S-L-U-N-D.
U-N-D. There, she came around. All I did was put in her last name, and it's Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yep, she came right up. And now she does see folks at a couple different locations. Did you see her in Marina Del Rey and Hawthorne? Where did you see her at?
No, it was actually at
Southgate?
Southern California Hospital at Culver City.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thing is a specialist like that, she probably goes to lots of places. So,
absolutely.
Right, and I shouldn't have jumped ahead. There it is, Southern California Hospital, Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got her name. I've got what I need. Let me click on her. Because it's going to show me her office on Tweety, but that's okay, because we're going to put the right address mm-hmm. that you just gave me. Okay. Let me just type it in. Talk to her. I don't know why this is doing this again. Hey, Jeremy, it's doing it again. I think my mouse is out of juice. So sorry, ma'am.
That's okay.
Type something? Try and type
I can't type anything. See, it's doing the same thing it did last time. Could it be the mouse running out of juice? Okay.
You're like, I think you're clicking away. That's what's causing it. So here, let's just close all this.
Yeah, close all that up and try not to confuse it.
You don't need any of this right now.
I need that right there. So if you could leave me that. Okay. Thank you. That's okay. Dr. Oslin, we got her. Okay, he closed my tab. So that was Southern California Hospital in Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The address is, you need the address or no?
I have on the website 3828 Delmas Terrace.
Mm-hmm. Culver City.
Yeah, I'll just copy that.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome.
And next time my mouse freezes up, I'm just going to ask you to give it to me. How's that? Okay. Although, we'll figure it out later. Okay. I really wouldn't want you to miss this claim because I'm just very passionate about what these guys do. Profits before people.
Right.
And I just don't want them to get away with it. And the only way that you're going to get them is to get them where it hurts. I hate to say that, but.
No, but you're absolutely right.
No, I know.
Especially
I do know
because
this.
People are suffering from it.
Big time. You don't even know the half of it. Now, was primarily your usage in California?
Yes.
Okay. You're within the statute of limitations for pretty much every state, so that still is a required question.
Okay.
Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
It was actually 8 times a year.
Okay. I'm going to write that down because that is going to be a question, so I'll just write it down. So use it approximately 8 times a year. How many years would you say you used it?
For 8 years.
Wow. So the answer to that question would be yes, you did use it more than 4 times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then you just told me this, so on average you used it about 8 times per year. Now, would that be a little higher in case there was a special occasion or something maybe? And 8 is a lot, by the way, so don't think you need to go there if you don't need to.
No, just the 8.
Okay.
About
thank you,
eight times.
Thank you, ma'am.
For 8 years. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
It is June 17th, 1982.
Thank you. I have June 17th, 1982. Now, had you previously ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And of course, upon the conclusion of this phone call, or even before that, I'm going to send you a text message that'll have my contact information. And they do want me to tell you that you can feel free to pass on my name and number to anybody else that wishes to speak to us about this claim. I would never ask you to give me anybody's name or phone number. I'll just spell that out right now for you. Okay. So feel free to pass it
okay.
on.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when approximately did you, to the best of your memory, did you start using hair relaxer?
It was about September 2016.
Okay. And would that have been like at the beginning of the month, getting ready for school?
Yes, most okay. definitely.
I know. I've heard these. I do know. Okay. And were you in California when you used it primarily?
Yes.
Okay.
I did ask that.
And then usually this ties in pretty close to your diagnosis date. When did you stop using the hair relaxer? Maybe even sooner than that.
January of this year, 2024.
Yep. Oh, you poor thing. Terrible. Okay. And then was that like mid-January, do you think? Early January?
Like mid-January.
Okay. I'll put the 15th. And... let me go back up here and just make sure I haven't missed anything. You are doing very well. Okay. Thank you. You're hanging in there. And then we said that you mentioned that you use it approximately 8 times per year, correct?
Yes, for 8 years.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be 8 consecutive years, ma'am?
8 consecutive years, yes.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Bell, did you primarily do this yourself at home?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And which product did you use the most of? Dark and Lovely? I can keep going if you need a list.
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, yes.
You got it. And did your cancer diagnosis happen? This is a little confusing the way it's written, but I think you'll get it. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. I knew you'd get that. I did, actually. And then what type of treatment did you receive?
Okay, my treatment that I received was chemotherapy. 7 cycles over 8 months.
I was going to just ask you, how many cycles did you get? That's a long one. Okay. It's not actually required, but I personally want to put this in your claim because it kind of shows, it shows what you went through. Did you get radiation also?
I had a partial hysterectomy. On my right ovary was removed.
Partial hysterectomy. I'm so sorry.
And that was on February 22nd of this year, 2024.
Okay, hold on. 222024. Thank you. That actually was the next question. Oh, you poor thing. Okay. Did you get any radiation or immunotherapy on top? As if that wasn't enough. My God.
Just the chemo was okay. administrated.
Okay. Thank you. And was Dr. Oslin, was she your treating doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just put her information in there since we already have it. And would that be the same address, the Southern California?
Yes. Okay. In Culver City.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just copy and paste it as long as everything's working. It is so far, huh? Okay. When my mom and dad first moved to California, that's where they lived. It was Culver City.
It's beautiful.
It is. They still have all those old houses. You see them in the old movies and stuff. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not as fortunate. I live in Corona, if you know where that is.
I love Corona.
Do you? It's a sea of houses nowadays. Okay, let me put this back in there for you. Thank you. I'm just copying and pasting all that info. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay. And continuing on, we know the problem was ovarian cancer. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And I know you've done this, but this is for the report. I guess I could do it. It's Denisha. Is that correct for your first name?
Yes.
And then the last name, Bell.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, ma'am. And your social security number, please.
547. Excuse me, 547-756-999.
Nine, thank you. And what's your best email address?
My email address is Denisha Bell, Bell at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay. So I have Denisha at hotmail.com.
It's actually D as in dance,
Oh, thank you. Thank
Denis.
you.
Yeah.
Den.
Denisha Bell, Bell at hotmail.com.
Thank you for confirming that. That's exactly how I have it. And then again, for the form here, I know we're talking on this. I have 323-481-5658.
Yes.
658. And is this a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text or phone is fine.
Okay. And the best time of the
Well,
day to get
all
it?
three. You can do all three. It don't matter
Okay.
which way.
Just get a hold of you. Don't call you late, right?
Yes, get a hold of me.
Okay. Now, Miss Bell, what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your address, please?
12627 South Willowbrook, Willowbrook Ave, apartment 232. That's Compton, Compton, California. And my zip code is 90222.
And to confirm, the apartment is 232.
Yes.
232. Okay. Thank you. And let me scroll back up and make sure I didn't miss anything. You truly are just about done here. Just a couple more questions. But it gets kind of long in the form, so I don't want to get too ahead of myself or waste your time. But so far, so good. You're doing really good. Thank you for knowing this information. Okay, we have Dr. Austin. We've got all that. So far, so good. Good job. Okay, ma'am. Truly, truly minutes away from being done now. You told me the products you used. We've got the treatment. We've got your contact information. Okay, now on medical records, I know this is relatively new. So what I need you to do is confirm for me that the medical records do exist. And
Yes.
what. Thank you. And one of the forms that I'm going to ask you to sign via DocuSign here in a second is for the attorneys to pull your medical records. It's always going to be better if the attorneys can pull them, but in the event that they can't or they need assistance, would you be able to get those for, and provide them either electronically or mail if requested?
Yes.
Okay. It's there. You shouldn't have any issue. In fact, you should get them anyways, because you never know what happens down the road. And the last question, although, and there may be one more that'll pop up, we do request an emergency contact number in case something happens to you and we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. Now, Ms. Bell, typically
Okay.
we would only, well, I'll keep telling you, we'd only contact your emergency contact if it were for an extended period of time, and we wouldn't be discussing your case. It would just be to let them know that we're trying to get a hold of you. So all I need is a first name,
Okay.
a phone number, and if they're friend, family, or foe.
Okay, it would be Joshua Adams.
Joshua Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his phone number?
323-833-4200.
4200. Thank you. And he's friend, family?
Family.
Family. Perfect. Okay. Thank you for that. And have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. This will just take a second. Let me look it over and make sure we do have a firm. It's Pulaski. I'm going to be sending you their phone number along with my contact information. And
okay.
They're really, really good at this. So I think you're going to be really happy. Let me just make sure that we've got everything correct here. So far, so good. So DocuSign's doing its thing right now. And it usually tells me if I made a mistake. So we're in good shape so far. And thank you for your patience with me. It's been a heck of
a day.
You're
welcome.
And from here, I'm going to go get a bunch of traffic. You live in California, so you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, right? Okay, Ms. Bell, here it comes. Got it on my screen. I'm going to make sure it's going to come via text as well as email. And whichever is easiest for you. Usually it's easiest to access it through text message, but sometimes, depending on your carrier, it might be easier to go to email. So you should have just received a text message from me.
I did.
Okay. Now, if you've done DocuSign, just go ahead and open that up. And I'll kind of be quiet. And I'm getting little chimes, so I know you're looking at it, but I'm actually getting your text message ready to send to you with my information and all that. And one thing I did want to tell you that on this particular claim, Ms. Bell, the firm charges you. Well, first of all, there's no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever to you. But
mm-hmm.
what does happen is if the attorneys are successful in your claim, then it's a 60-40 split, and you do get the 60. Okay. So.
Okay.
But if they're not successful in your claim, there would be no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever to you. Now, having said
okay.
that, I think it's a good thing, and I really do appreciate you participating. I really, really am passionate about, you know, making these guys stop, at least putting more this doesn't go on in other countries, believe me. So, having said that, I have sent you two text messages. The top one is me, Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. The
mm-hmm.
second one is Pulaski. They're going to reach out to you usually within 24 to 48 hours. If they have trouble getting a hold of you, they'll leave you a message. If for any reason you need to call me back, just call me directly on that 949 number. That is to my desk. Or if you have questions
okay.
or if you want to pass it on. Or if for some reason Pulaski doesn't get a hold of you, they usually will tell me to get a hold of you and I'll transfer you over. But other than that, I am done unless you have any questions.
No, I don't. I greatly appreciate your help, though.
Oh, Ms. Bell, it's been a pleasure. And thank you for being patient and just kind-hearted. And I know you went through a lot and, you know, you kept your cool. And
yes, sir.
Believe me, appreciate that. Believe me, I do. Okay. It doesn't always go down like that. So thank you so much.
I understand. You're welcome.
And I hope the best for you, young lady. I do. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Be safe.
You too, ma'am. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.